This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution here. And as I always say, you guys know it, if you're part of the solution, you're not part of the problem. It's my favorite. Because it's true. If you have the information you need to move forward, if you have the information you need to make things happen, right, then it's not an issue. It's not a problem. And again, the way I feel about it, we don't have time to play around anymore. Call this stuff what it is. Call it out for what it is. Don't be afraid to go after it. You know, in the last hour, we're talking a little bit about voter fraud. Apparently, you can't talk about this without really getting slapped around. One of our wonderful listeners sent me a link to a story about the... give this some thought. Now, I don't know how many times this has happened in the past. Not many, I would imagine. But I want you to think about the amount of votes that have... you know, come about, if you would, that were squelched, that were just, when, in 2022, when the voting stopped, when it had to be halted, for whatever reason, you know, water pipes breaking, electricity going, never saw, when we had paper ballots, never saw this much trouble. At 4 a.m., no, I'll do that one after it. When the count was halted, I don't know, what time was it? It was fairly early, midnight, one, somewhere around there. In Pennsylvania, Trump was up 682,000 votes. Now, I've been involved in politics enough to know that there's a certain percentage when you're down by, you ain't coming back. Right? I know that here in Los Angeles County, when the polls close, and we've got a candidate that's behind or ahead, 6 points. We got it. We really don't have to worry it from that point on. Well, Pennsylvania, Trump was up 15%, over 15%, 682,000 votes. In Georgia, Trump was up by 311,000 votes, almost 8%. In Michigan, almost 10%, by 307,000 votes. Trump by 128,000 votes in Wisconsin. That was 5%. North Carolina, he's up by 77,000 votes. Almost 2% of the vote. At 4 a.m. at every one of these major counting places, right, we have eyewitness testimony, cell phone footage of vans coming in and dropping off ballots. We have a driver, a United Postal Worker driver. No, I'm sorry, not that. A freight driver. Saying that he dropped off ballots that were pre-signed, pre-filled out, pre-done. And he admits to the fact, I mean, and he could go to jail for this. He admits to the fact that, hey, I was curious. I heard the conversation, heard what was going on. I was curious, so I went and looked at what was in the boxes. Right? And I saw that the ballots were in there. Ballots that were already pre-done. He didn't get these at a local, polling place. Picked them up at the airport and then drove them several locations. All right? Seriously. And I just did a story about voter identity theft. The Arizona judge who said, hey, you guys, you didn't count these votes right. Right? You didn't give the sacred, sovereign approach to these things that you needed to. Thank God that a judge was willing to put it on the line and say, no, I'm not good with this. You guys did not follow the law. I mean, look, if this is an uprising, physical or whatever, if this is an uprising, they deserve it. Trying to steal the country, trying to turn this country into communism because of what they're doing with the votes, the polls, the whole nine yards, that's a big deal. And I would be surprised if we see physical violence. But not to worry. Joey B's got you covered. That's just amazing. Oh, and Kamala Harris got you covered, too. She says she is ready to take over as president should she need to. And anybody else get a little shiver up their spine on that one? What do you think? God bless. It doesn't get much better than this. I mean, she actually believes that she's ready to take over. She delivered a word salad speech on foreign policy at the Asian summit in Indonesia. Why wasn't the president there? Why wasn't he there? Joe Messina, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe's your host. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, seriously. Because if you're not, right, you are, I love to say it this way, you're always part of the problem. And you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You know, anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. But not to worry. As I said earlier, Kamala Harris, she's all set, ready to go. You know, I mean, you got nothing to worry about. Kamala is there to pick up the slack for Joey B. Take a listen. If it works.
I feel very strongly about the importance of the general matter of engaging in U.S. policy as it relates to foreign affairs in a way that we pay attention, of course, to the immediate concerns and threats if they exist, but that we also pay attention to 10, 20, 30 years down the line and what we are developing now that will be to the benefit of our country then. I feel very...
Anybody got what she said? Anybody? Anybody? I mean, seriously. Think about this. This is her words on foreign policy.
Very strongly about the importance of the general matter of engaging in U.S. policy as it relates to foreign affairs in a way that we...
She should know about affairs. Another story for another day.
Pay attention, of course, to the immediate concerns and threats if they exist, but that we also pay attention to 10, 20, 30 years down the line and what we are developing now that will be to the benefit of our country.
Okay. I still don't know what she means, but apparently, you know, not having a college degree leaves me at, just polarized here. Again, amazing to me. I don't know if this is the clip or not, but I'm going to try it anyway. Apparently, this is where she says she's ready to take over for Biden. Take a listen.
For that possibility, and serving as vice president prepared you for that job.
Yes, Joe Biden's going to be fine. So that is not going to come to fruition. But let us also understand that every vice president, understands that when they take the oath, that they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president. I am no different.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yes, you are. Yeah, I don't, there isn't any, is anybody, can somebody help me out here? Because I'm probably wrong. I've been wrong before. I got it. But she... With all the word salad she comes out with, is anybody comfortable with the fact that she can step into Joe's shoes? I mean, not that she can do much worse than him, but I almost hate saying that. Because every time I say that, it's like you're tempting fate. You're tempting them to do it. Because show me you can be worse than Joe, right? It's just amazing. 855 Real Joe. I'm sorry, I found that amusing. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution, right? InfoWars host Owen Schroyer, he pleaded guilty in June to a single Class A misdemeanor of entering and remaining in a restricted building in the grounds on January 6th. Now, he's a journalist. He was initially charged in August of 2021. 8 months after the remaining outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. After nearly 2 years of fighting charges related to his presence outside the U.S. Capitol, Owen made the decision to plead guilty to a lesser charge. Why? Because he's running out of money. The federal government has your money. They're fighting to take away your rights with your tax dollars. Schroyer allowed the government to review his social media accounts, likely looking for any scrap of incriminating wrong thing they could find. Right? Looking at what you're saying. Taking away your freedom of speech. Really. Now, Owen stood outside the U.S. Capitol. Owen and Alex Jones warned people about getting or going inside the Capitol. They knew it was a setup. Instead of being awarded medals for their actions that day, the regime arrested Owen and months later on a bogus charge. You know, after all, they were Trump supporters. They needed to be arrested. They needed to be thrown into jail. Today, the DOJ prosecutor sought 120 days of prison time for Owen. They want him prosecuted for speech crimes. That's really what it boils down to. Now, really, what did he do? Didn't break anything. I mean, did he hang out there too long? Were they told to disperse and he stayed? I wonder how many of those BLM people spent any time in jail when they were told to disperse, stop burning down police cars, stop burning down buildings. I wonder how many of them went to jail. I'm just curious. Now, AOC has been dodging questions. I mean, this is all this double-sided world, this double-sided think by the Democrats. Hypocrite. That's not a strong enough word for her. AOC dodges questions about why she hasn't visited the border under Biden like she did under Trump. She's recently asked in an interview with the New York Times why she has not visited the southern border under Biden as she did under Trump. She sidestepped the question and she gave a ridiculous answer. Although, does she ever give a sensible answer? AOC's actions speak louder than her words. It's clear that she doesn't actually care about people at the border. If she cared as much as she said, right, don't you think she'd be down there every day screaming? Or a lot of days screaming, saying, hey, we have to help these people? No, really, because she doesn't care about this country. I'm talking about the people coming over the border. It doesn't stop with these people. You know, never. Now, during an interview with the New York Times last week, the squad member was asked why she has not traveled to the border under Biden like she did under former President Trump. She shines up the question with about why she's not visited it yet. Well, this is something that we're actively planning on, AOC said. What I have done is tours of our New York area facility. Right now, this crisis is in our own backyard. I don't need to go to the border. Yeah, okay. Show me see your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One cabinet member may have his salary cut if House Republicans get their way.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
The Secretary of the Navy is blaming Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for aiding and abetting rival regimes around the world. This in reference to Tuberville's ongoing holdup of key U.S. military promotions.
This is having a real negative impact and will continue to have a real negative impact on our combat readiness. And that's what the American people truly need to understand.
Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro speaking on Fox News. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. So to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Talk a little bit about AOC's... Well, I was going to say trip to the border, but actually lack of trips to the border, right? When Trump was in office, I think she had a second apartment down there or something. And now all of a sudden it's Joey B and it's his mess and all this stuff is going on. And what I find really, 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 really funny is when she was asked, when she was called on the carpet for not going down there, for not checking it out, for not really truly seeing what's happening. She said, oh, well, you know, here... We have our own little crisis here in New York City with all the migrants coming up here. So I have to tour our facilities up here to make sure everything's cool, you know? No, 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 no. Right? I mean, seriously. And you remember, she was outraged that families were being separated. And the whole idea, nobody went any further. But the whole idea at the time, the reason they were separating these families, was they wanted to make sure the kids actually belonged to the people that they were coming up with. Right? No, seriously. And again, doing DNA tests to make sure they belonged to each other, that was terrible. They don't care about that. None of them care. I'm telling you, they don't care about it. Period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, here we go. In California, the AG has now said that, you know what, parents have no rights to know if their children are transgender. They have no rights to know what medical stuff their kids are going through. They have no rights, they have no rights when it comes to their kids. Kids have all the rights. Just amazing. I mean, I know it sounds ludicrous, but I agree with some people who are saying, well, look, if they have a right to chop parts off, add parts on, change their name, change their gender, hide it from their parents, why are we responsible for the damage they do? I mean, that's a valid question, don't you think? Seriously. it is amazing to me that we allow them to get away with this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. California, Rob Bonta. He's suing the Chino Valley Unified School District. The state's upset over the school's board mandate gender to identity disclosure policy. Here's how it works. As soon as he identifies as Billy at school, the teacher is required to notify Susie's mom and dad. In other words, it's a common sense rule implemented by the school district's new conservative board. The attorney general says that the parents don't have a right to know this sort of information. Parents, the ones that brought you into the world, the ones paying for your bedroom, the ones paying for pretty much everything on your body and that goes in your body, food-wise. This policy wrongfully and unconstitutionally discriminates against transgender and gender non-conforming students. Unreal. And of all people, the, you know, major pedophile himself, the major sexual deviant in California's legislature, Senator Scott Wiener praised the Attorney General for his decision. Yes, we have to hide as much as we can from our parents. Forcing a teacher to out the trans kids to their parents, even if the kid isn't ready, even if it puts them at risk or harm. They've outed themselves already with their friends. They've outed themselves already with their teacher. Why do the parents have to be the last ones to know? He says it's dangerous and frankly despicable. Each of us decides when we want to come out. It's no one's business, right? Because young kids have always been known to make the right decisions in every way, right? Just amazing. Jack Gibbs is a pastor at Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills. He's openly attacked by lawmakers and the media over the school's policy. Three of his church members currently sit on the school board. Yay. Pastor Gibbs says that the rules about parental rights are bringing transparency back into the classroom. This is how the transgender activists spin our attempt to demand parental notification before a school mutilates the children. They're already mutilating kids mentally. There's no way out of that. A number of school districts across the state now have conservative majorities drawing the ire of Democrats. I mean, they're really irritated. California, think about that. California, the liberal Democrat state, and more school boards are becoming more conservative. You know why? Because parents are tired of your liberal stuff. I can't say what I want to say. Parents are tired of your liberal tomfoolery. Parents are tired of you not teaching your kids math, history, and science, but teaching them whether they should be a boy, a girl, or nothing at all. Anyway, Republican Assembly member Bill Essie, he said that we welcome this fight. We want the public to know what your agenda is. This is perfect. This is what I keep saying is, let them do their stuff and then call it out. We want them to run on this in the next election. And Pastor Hibbs has illustrated a point that, you know, things that I've been talking to about years, right? If people have faith to take a stand, they can make a change. If people on the same belief systems will step up and do the right thing and not leave it up to God, you know, God doesn't run around electing people. Okay? Can we get that straight? I mean, he expects us, his people, his kids, to do the right thing. Who can't do that? Oh, really, think about it. Can't do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, the atheists are at it again. My God, get them all mad. I would love it to get them mad, right? The atheists, they're protesting the football coach who prayed after the game. A Marine veteran and assistant coach named Joe Kennedy, he walked out to the 50-yard line, dropped to a knee, bowed his head, and offered a silent prayer. It lasted all of about 10 seconds at the end of the Bremerton High School football game. 8 years ago, that prayer ended Joe Kennedy's coaching career. Wrong that it did, but it did. The coach is a devout Christian. He was inspired by faith. Our faith-based football movie, Facing the Giants. He concluded every game by walking onto the field and praying. And you know what the prayer was? The prayer is all about thanking God for a safe game. Nobody got hurt. Right? That kind of thing. Terrible, terrible thing to thank God for. Terrible thing to pray about. The school district warned Coach Kennedy that if he had so much as bowed his head or gave anyone the impression that he was praying, he'd be fired. Coach defied it. That's what you need. This is sometimes what you need to do to get things where they need to be in the courts. But the coach was defiant. 2015, he walked out of the field. He offered a 10-second prayer, and he was fired. That led to years of court battles. Eventually ended up in the Supreme Court, which it should have. Court ruled that Kennedy had a constitutional right to pray. The school district had to pay more than $1.7 million in attorney fees, and the coach was reinstated with his job. Yes. Now, last week, when about 1,000 people turned out to the game after the hard-fought contest, after the game went all the way through, Coach Kennedy did what he always did. He walked out of the field, took a knee, and he petitioned the Almighty, thanked the Almighty. His job and his constitutional rights were restored. Prayers were answered. Now, First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's top religious liberty firms, they represented the coach. They released a statement after the game tonight as a victory for Coach Kennedy, the community in Bremerton, and the religious liberty of all Americans. We're thrilled that Coach was once again free to fulfill the promise he made to God to pray after every game. However, think about it. Freedom from religion freaks at it again. They couldn't handle it. They were enraged over the prayer. They posted a billboard in town mocking Christians, wishing Bremerton High School a safe, secular, and successful school year. Think about it. They paid for that. They lost the case. They paid for that. They spent their money on something that nobody really cares about. And they're just making a case for us. So please, do not have them stop. Coach Kennedy's antics are just a desperate way of keeping his unconstitutional agenda in the spotlight. Well, that's funny. You, Supreme Court said it was constitutional. I don't know what to tell you. That was the FFRF legal director, Rebecca Marquer. I mean, think about that. This is how they operate. Come on. We'll talk more about this after the break. I love this stuff. Sorry. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's the way we win. We win when you guys engage. We win when you guys get involved. Yeah, you guys. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the classroom, in the chat room. Well, I guess the classroom too, to a degree. Just being there with me. All right. We were talking about the coach who got fired for praying after the game, after the school event, in a field. I mean, at the football field at the end of the game. And how, even after he was restored, even after the Supreme Court said, hey, exercising his constitutional rights, the Freedom from Religion Foundation said, no, that's not true. You know, that he doesn't have. Our founding fathers wanted us to have nothing to do with religion yet. They're wrong. They're always wrong when they go down that road. I love when they go down that road. You know, the funny thing about it was the guy that they mentioned, Jefferson, which is just hilarious that they even mention him. This was the guy that signed his proclamations that had many, 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 many days of prayer and fast, called for many days of prayer and fasting, had, and again, this is why I say this is our first documented case of Alzheimer's. Joey B. may not be the first one. But he called for days of prayer and fasting in proclamations, signed those proclamations, not in the year of our Lord, period. Because that's what a lot of people say, well, you know, Lord's got the whole... No, no. He specifically signed his, right, this atheistic, not, you know, God-hating person, in the year of our Lord Christ. Brr. How does that happen? I mean, how sick do you have to be? How mentally ill do you have to be a devout atheist and still keep calling on the name of Christ? Right? And they forgot all about that. And every week, he held church services, you know where? In a federal building. Yeah, that's right. Over 2,000 people a week would attend those services. And then let's talk about the hymns, the choir, the singing. Do you know who played the music for the hymns? Yeah, I know. It was a military band. They played the music for the hymns. So he had a military band in a federal building having Christian services. And yet he wanted nothing to do with religion. He wanted the total separation of church and state. Just totally asinine. That's why it's hard to take these people seriously. Again, like I said, the freedom of religion freaks are so freaked out that they decided to put a billboard up in town mocking Christians. Isn't that good for him? But I love that their chief counsel puts out a statement against SCOTUS saying that this is a desperate way of him keeping his unconstitutional agenda in the spotlight. Well, that's not what SCOTUS said. If they voted in your favor, you'd be all over this. Right? They go on to say they want to waste more of your tax dollars. We'll be countering it every which way we can. Well, how? You going to go after the Supreme Court? What you going to do? Maybe you ought to take it up, you know, have a little seance, take it up with the Founding Fathers. What do you think? We're determined to reassure the Bremington community that the U.S. Constitution forbidding a governmental establishment of religion still exists. They didn't establish a religion. That's number one. Number two, who called you in? You did not get a massive influx of people screaming about this coach doing something after the game. The community was largely in favor of him. So where is this person? Where are all these people that were against this? Kennedy's actions are embarrassing and proselytizing, but nothing he says or does can alter the secular foundation of our nation. Hey, they're losing the grip. The coach told me there was never any doubt, or the, you know, in an interview he did, he said there was never any doubt that he would stay the course. Given the choice of serving God or government, I'll serve God. For many years, it was illegal for a football coach to take to a knee, protest the national anthem. But it was against the law for a coach to take a knee and pray? Wow. I mean, President Trump really is the one that drove that home again. He was the one, whether you want to hear it or not, he was the one that made it okay to do again. By the way, the Bremerton Knights won the game Friday night, 27-12. Yeah, that God you don't believe in. Eh, whatever. Anyway. See, everything offends them. And they have no leg to stand on. Absolutely none. I think they do, but they don't. Ukraine got another $1 billion. Secretary Blinken was, you know, he was the Santa Claus for these people. Civilian security assistant and millions of dollars in support for the Ukraine air defense. He said, we will continue to stand with Ukraine's side. These people are just amazing. Always amazing to me. I'm sorry, but they are. Right? You know, let's give money to the Ukraine. Constant pour of dollars to Ukraine. You know some of it is coming back to Joey B. Ridiculous. And what about our vets? What about the people who need the money here at home? What if my tax dollars, why do they get to spend to the point of putting us in debt with my tax dollars, or tax dollars I don't even have? Why do they get to do that? They're nailing it. Think about something. Everything has gone up. It's costing us more all in every part of our lives. And that a large portion of the taxes that we're paying to make America better, our streets better, our schools better, supposedly, is going to Ukraine. Just amazing. Anyway. Chino Valley Unified School District, one of the first school districts in California to challenge a law that the lunatics up in Sacramento put into place that doesn't allow teachers or staff or whoever to tell parents that their kids are transitioning or trying to transition or want to be called by another name and another gender. Well, they went shopping. They found a judge who approved a temporary restraining order blocking the Chino Valley Unified School District's new policy and notifying parents if students request to go by a different gender name. The San Bernardino Superior Court decision to issue a temporary restraining order rightfully upholds the state. Yeah. And again, this is just nuts. Upholds the state rights of our LGBTQ plus student community and protects kids from harm by immediately halting the board's forced outing policy. That's according to Rob Bonta, the attorney general. He filed a lawsuit against the district. He said in a statement, while this fight is far from over, today's ruling takes a significant step towards ensuring physical, mental, and emotional well-being of transgender and gender non-conforming students. No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything but hurt them even more. Because these kids can't go get the help they need. As we continue challenging the policy in court, my office will continue providing our unwavering support to ensure every student has a right to learn and thrive in a school environment that promotes safety, privacy, and inclusivity. Right. Except for the parents. There's no inclusivity for the parents. They don't get any. Now, Bonner alleged in a lawsuit that the district is violating the students' civil and constitutional rights and has placed transgender and gender nonconforming students in danger of imminent irreparable harm from consequences of forced close. What is he saying? Is he saying that the parents will beat them up? Is he saying that the parents are a bad influence on the kids? The parents will make the kids feel bad by telling them they don't agree with their decision? If they really feel the kids are in physical danger, then by law they're required to call CPS, Child Protective Services. The problem there is they have no proof, and they know it. Now, Bonta said students fear being outed to their parents against their will and worry that they will have to walk back what he called their constitutionally protected right to gender expression and identity. After the policy was enacted in July, Bonta's office began the Chino Valley investigation. They've done nothing wrong. Students never fear going to school for simply being who they are, right? Except for Christian kids, white conservative kids, white conservative Republican kids, white kids who have Republican parents. Oh, I'm on a school board, I'm telling you. Students should never fear going to school for simply being who they are. Bonta said in the August 4th press release that announced the investigation. I got to tell you, it's all rhetoric. It's all ridiculous rhetoric that they're using to try to make something happen. Joe, see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Really, got so much still to talk about. Hey, wishing Dad Pillow gets better soon. Miss him. We'll be back in a few minutes.